We are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
You are now listening to the Shots and Thoughts Podcast, hosted by Chris, Ryan, and Sean.
Yeah!
Oh, shit. That was good.
That was good. Welcome, shotties, to another episode of the internet's only educational improv comedy game show involving shots of liquor and D20s. It's your boy, Sean.
It's the...
Holy...
Optimus boy. It's the umami poppy Ryan.
And it's the kid Chris.
Holy shit.
Mommy poppy.
Holy shit, that was fire. Okay, so I'm sending the boys the link for today's topic. But today is a very, you know, some people celebrate it, some people don't. It is Saint Valentine's Day today, on the day that you are listening to this.
Wow. On the day.
Truly stop doing this and make love to your partner. What are you doing?
Wow.
But we are learning about
fornication.
Well, something that leads to it. We're learning about online dating.
Whoa.
So this is something that none of us experienced, as far as I know. I feel like we all started dating our now wives and fiancés around the time that like Tinder popped up. So we kind of like missed that boat.
Thank God, honestly.
Yeah, it sounds like
dating right now just sounds like a nightmare.
I have a confession.
Interesting. Nikki, we got them. We fucking got them.
Ladies and gentlemen.
My grinder.
Your grinder.
I follow a like subreddit. I don't even know what the dating apps.
There's Tinder.
Yeah, Tinder.
There's Bumble.
Yeah, then there's Raya.
Oh, right. That's the like exclusive one.
Yeah, that's the exclusive one. Yeah.
So I follow a Tinder subreddit.
Okay.
Like people are posting their conversations.
Oh, like funny ones?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, funny ones.
Oh, Hinge is another one.
And
Hinge.
That's the only like exposure I have.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And oh, never mind. I was gonna make a joke.
But yeah, for the first time ever, shout out Nancy, did not have the time to write. And I also did not have the time to write. So for the first time ever in Shots and Thoughts history, Craig is ChatGPT.
Whoa! AI.
It's fucking taking over.
This is actually what Craig was like
made for.
Yeah.
What he was supposed to be. Yeah. His final form.
Yeah. Wow. So, that's awesome, man.
Yeah, and this is okay.
I'm really interested.
Yeah, let's read it.
We'll see how good it is. And shotties, if the research is awful, just know that we are safe from AI for, you know, the foreseeable future. If it ends up being way better than anything we've ever written before, we may have to worry a little bit.
Dude, you hear the stories of ChatGPT passing like a bunch of like board exams and craziness, man.
Shout out some people we know. They're carrying them through master's program.
Not to dox anybody,
A beast. He is a beast.
But
or she is a beast.
They are a beast. But ChatGPT wrote this script for us today. I put in, you know, kind of what is the history of online dating, some pros and cons, and kind of like the overall impact that it has on like modern life today.
Okay.
So ChatGPT did its thing, and we'll read it together. But before we get into that, gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
Shot number one, Chris Ryan. I sent them on a mission to make the cocktail from the scraps that I had in my kitchen, and I don't know what they made. So what are we drinking, boys?
First off, don't shake it with the lid.
Oh, no.
I hear.
Open it up, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a very poorly made it's tequila and topo with lime.
It's kind of like a ranch water.
Yeah, I made it strong.
Of sorts.
All right.
You know, it's funny, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Cheers. Cheers.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Fantastic.
It's okay? Okay.
That was good.
That's great. Okay, good.
Great job.
Nice.
What were you going to say?
No, but you know that Zach Galifianakis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has a movie out of like those like bad interviews.
Oh, Between Two Ferns.
Yeah, Between Two Ferns.
It's a movie?
Yeah, it's a full movie.
Oh, shit. Nice.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
On what?
I honestly don't know, but we just watched it on one of the streaming services.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty, I don't want to say it's really funny, but it's like.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Chuckles.
If you're a fan of the show, you'd probably like the movie.
Yeah, and it's just funny seeing it all put together.
Like, is it like a documentary about it?
No, it's an actual like Will Ferrell and everything. Like,
oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'd never heard of it.
I got to see this. This sounds awesome.
Outtakes from that show just popped up on my TikTok recently.
Oh, yeah,
it's
yeah,
so funny. It'll be like he's interviewing Brie Larson, and he's like, so you're a child of divorce. So why are you the reason for the divorce? And it's just like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's so weird because it's so cringy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's so cringy. But then, like, I guess the whole tale of it is, like, he wants to go viral, or not viral, he wants to get like a TV time slot or something like that.
Oh.
He needs to present 10 episodes.
Oh, okay.
And the main guy he's presenting is Will Ferrell's
character. No way. Oh my God. Mm.
So it gets good.
That sounds funny.
Since there's not really a hypothesis for this, because it's not really like an overarching question, I thought it would be cool during this time, since it is Valentine's Day and we're talking about this kind of stuff,
to open an account.
No. Let's talk before we take our second shot. What are our love languages?
Okay.
Have we done this already? I forget.
I think it was.
I want to say
briefly.
Yeah. And I said I didn't know mine. I think. Shoddy's correct us if we're wrong.
But. Are we going to say the love languages we like to receive or the ones we like to give?
We like to receive, right?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Are there two different ones?
I think so.
Mm.
I guess it's all the ones that you want to receive, right?
Yeah.
Because you're trying to give the partner theirs what they want to receive.
So you guys have it in emails, right. I assume? Or do you just know off the top of your head?
I just know off the top of my head.
I'll look at it.
We just did this recently.
Oh, Chris, off the top of your dome, go for it.
Mine is acts of service, because I think sloppy toppy is just like the
great. Holy shit.
I'm just kidding.
Wow. Goat. Throat goat.
You're in trouble, brother. It's over.
Just kidding. But yeah, no, it's acts of service. And
what do you like to give?
I'm fucking dead.
Throat goat.
Oh, Jesus. Anyway, yeah, it's acts of service, and my second one is like gift receiving.
Nice.
Mm.
Good to know.
Receiving gifts. Those are surprisingly my bottom two.
Wow.
Yeah. So my top one is, I guess this has numbers in addition. So acts of service is a 4 for me. Receiving gifts is a 2 for me. But my number 1 at 9, I don't know if these are points or whatever the score is,
mm-hmm.
but at 9, quality time. Nice. Love quality time. And then 2 at, well, I have a tie for 2. It's an 8 for both of these, physical touch and words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I have learned that about myself. I do extremely enjoy compliments. I think that's...
I know you do.
We know.
I think I've learned that about myself recently. I love to hear it.
You're good.
Tell me more.
Whoa.
Tell me more.
Whoa, dude.
Whoa,
this
dude.
This is new.
I'm good. Give examples. Cite your sources.
Please. Cite your sources. I would say mine, you know, I do like access service. receiving, because I feel like I am, you know, being
not thought of.
Yeah, thought of.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I would say it's a tie of quality time and touch.
Nice.
Yeah. Words of affirmation, I could do that myself. You got it, Ryan.
Oh.
You're the best.
Nice.
I need you guys to do that.
Yeah, I've taken the test like a few times, and I'm just really surprised that words of affirmation is not higher on my thing.
Because you love that shit?
I mean, I like it. Like, I feel like I need to be validated a lot. So mm-hmm. I'm just really surprised that it's not on it. Maybe it's just not a thing when it comes to like a relationship. Because mm-hmm. All of that stuff is done in other ways. Mm-hmm. But I think like when
Slappy
it comes.
Tabby.
Yeah. That's also the gifts that I like to receive.
That's such a gift. Damn, sloppy tabby.
I'm so dead. You're fucking. Stupid.
Listen to that.
Yeah, but when I clip this and put it,
you made it. You made it, bro.
All right, dude.
You made it.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. All right.
Anyway,
that's enough.
So I'm probably gonna need to get back on these dating apps. What to talk about?
It's not too late.
All right, shot number two, boys.
Oh man, that was fun. That was a good conversation.
Learn some things.
What would be the opposite of so toppy and sloppy toppy and
where is this bot, leading?
What is an antonym for sloppy toppy?
Neat.
Bottomy.
Yeah.
All right, shots. Cheers, boys. Let's get into it. For the first time ever, Craig is actually a bot this time, guys.
Oh.
All right, so we're going to read me, then Ryan, then Chris.
Well, full circle, actually. Because remember, we got the name Craig from Discord.
Oh,
Craig
which was our recording AI.
So it was our recording bot.
And now we have a
real
script bot.
We're back.
Wow.
We're back.
All right.
Craig is AI yet again. All right, so online dating. Online dating has revolutionized the way people look for romantic partners. Online dating has its roots in the 1960s and 1970s when early computer networks were used to match compatible individuals for romantic relationships. I had no idea it went that early. However, it wasn't until the widespread adoption of the internet in the 1990s that online dating took off as a mainstream way to meet partners.
Wow.
Truly, we weren't too late. We could have hopped in at like 9 years old. And
jeez, no
well, I mean,
way.
I guess,
adult friend.
I mean, like Yahoo, like AIM, like chat groups and stuff like that. Like people just go into like random like car chat group and stuff like that. So I'd imagine like you meet people that way.
That's how my sister met her pen pal. She has like a pen pal still to this day that she's cool with.
I remember that. It's yeah, like a long relationship.
Yeah, they met each other in like a Backstreet Boys fan chat or something like that.
That is awesome.
And then they wrote each other every month. And I was like, that's really fucking cool.
That's Arlene, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
She was at the wedding. Tamara. Shout out.
Nice. Okay, enter the dating apps. Dating apps gain popularity due to several factors, including the widespread adoption of smartphones and the availability of internet access. This made it possible mm-hmm. for people to connect with potential partners from anywhere at any time. Additionally, the increasing busyness and hectic pace of modern life made it more difficult for people to meet partners through traditional methods, such as through work or social activities. This, combined with the ease and convenience of using dating apps, led to a growing demand of these services.
Whoa. Another factor contributing to the popularity of dating apps was the development of more advanced algorithms that could match people based on their shared interests and preferences. This made it easier for people to find compatible partners and increase the efficiency of the dating process.
Finally, the stigma surrounding online dating has diminished over time as more and more people have found success in forming meaningful relationships through these platforms. Do y'all know anybody that has married? I have been to one Tinder wedding. That was awesome. They're a great couple.
Nice.
You would have never have known. They were dating. That happened whenever it's still kind of like a stigma for that to be like a long, meaningful relationship.
I just think at the end of the day, like if you find someone, it ultimately depends on the kind of person you are. If you just find it easier to, you know, find someone through that app, and if you're still like both good people for each other and to each other, then
yeah,
you know, it's no big, to me, it's no big deal. I've never understood the stigma.
I have a good friend that met someone through the dating apps, and they're going really strong.
Oh yeah,
nice, right on.
Yeah.
So back to the article. This has helped the, you know, stigma diminishing has helped to further increase the popularity of dating apps as people have become more open to the idea of using technology to find love.
But as with everything, there are some pros and cons that come with online dating. Pros: convenient and accessible. Online dating platforms allow people to easily connect with potential partners from anywhere at any time. Wider pools of options. With online dating, people have access to a much larger pool of potential partners than they would have through traditional dating methods.
We're back, baby.
Yeah, we're back. I feel like my tongue just in like...
You started with the Transformers thing and your tongue has not stopped.
All right, and the third, increased efficiency. Online dating algorithms can match people based on their shared interests and preferences, making it easier to find compatible partners.
Shout outs to christianmingle.com and farmersonly.com.
Yeah, farmersonly.com.
Dude, I had a boss, and he was one of those like cool bosses, right?
Oh, cool boss.
He's a cool boss.
Cool boss. And like he told us that he had like an account with like a billionaire match. Jeez. Or something like that, or millionaire match.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was just wild just seeing him like progress, like company parties. Like he met someone through millionaire match, and in my head I'm like, is this substantial? Like,
is this sustainable?
Yeah. Is this
ethical and professional?
No, but I was just like, man, they have dating apps for anything, I bet.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I know a lot of people just strike out on the apps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the apps are difficult from what I hear.
Mm-hmm. Cons: safety concerns, obviously. Online dating can be dangerous as there is a risk of meeting people who are not who they claim to be.
Mm.
Another one would be lack of personal interaction. Online communication can be impersonal and does not always accurately reflect a person's true personality. Addiction. Wow. Spending too much time on online dating apps can lead to addiction and neglect of other important aspects of life.
Mm.
Online dating has had a profound impact on modern life, changing the way people meet and start romantic relationships. In particular, it has made it easier for people to connect with potential partners from a distance and has expanded the pool of options for people looking for love. Despite its challenges, online dating remains a popular way for people to find and build relationships. Sources are
ChatGPT pulled them from.
Yeah, whatever they used it. So, thoughts?
You know, I want to bring up the Reddit subreddit that I follow. The
Tinder?
Tinder, yeah. And it was a screenshot of a text message of a conversation between two people. And the girl messaging the guy, I think it's the guy posting it on the subreddit saying, what would y'all do?
Mm.
And it was the girl saying, hey, just letting you know, I'm in an open relationship with my partner. Does this affect things? And, the guy was like, no, I don't think so. As long as that's what y'all are really doing, you know, I'm okay,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then the girl said, okay, well, would you be interested in like like my boyfriend being around if things progress further.
Oh, like watching?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
So and, are you down to cook?
Yeah, essentially.
And then he was like, yeah, I don't know, maybe. You know, he got kind of weird after that.
Yeah.
And in my head, I was like, man, like, I didn't know, like, I thought it was just very, like, AB. Mm. You know, I didn't know these situations, like, come up on these apps.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure all sorts of wild stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, I know that I hear stories, like, people use it for, like, hookup and stuff like that.
Right, right.
And then I think that's why people
have, like, a stigma.
Yeah, stigma of that. And then want to, like, I think, you know, I think people prefer, like, Bumble or something like that, mm-hmm. you know, because I think that's where the guys or the girls.
Yeah, they get to choose. Yeah.
I guess, if it goes further or, like, a communicator. I really don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know that one has the women get more of a choice, I think. Not that Tinder doesn't give them a choice. I don't know how it works.
I think
the women have to initiate the conversation.
I think that's what it
have
is.
To.
I think the women
for that app,
initiate
like
it.
Guys can like swipe and be like, oh yeah, I want to talk to them, but they can't like message first. I think
really?
I don't know.
Whoa.
Shot is correct again. Not a single one of us.
Man, yeah, that's crazy.
Has been on those apps, but yeah. Online dating, I think, is interesting because when it first started, I did have that stigma a little bit. Mm. And I was like, because just the people I was, you know, maybe it's just the people I was with or the stereotype.
Here we go.
Oh.
At Bumble, women make the first move. In heterosexual matches, the woman has 24 hours to make the first move, and the man has 24 hours to respond. In the same sex matches, either person has 24 hours to make the first move. The other individual has 24 hours to respond or the connection expires.
Mm. Interesting. Mm.
But yeah, when it first started, I had the stigma. I was like, oh, it's only for hookups. It's not going to be like
Tinder.
Yeah. Mm. Like it's not going to lead to anything substantial. But then I saw like a few relationships, like real ass relationships. Yeah. From Tinder. And I was like, okay, I'm tripping. Like this is, you know, the app can be used for certain things, but it could definitely be used for like, the correct.
Man, I bet there's a bunch of creeps.
Oh, 160,000%.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
If you give people this kind of power.
Yeah.
Anything online related is going to, there's going to be creeps on it for sure.
Does catfish happen on Bumble?
Oh.
Yeah, I think so.
You got to imagine people using like 10-year-old photos. Like my fucking LinkedIn photo is, that's a fucking catfish. And I'm sure people do that on dating.
No, but that's you though. But as far as like, this is me acting like,
yeah,
you know.
That was one of the cons.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That, dude, things I started, may not have seen.
I ran out of things to watch randomly. You know, I needed, like, mindless things to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to watch MTV Catfish. It was on, like, Hulu or something like that.
Shit.
Nice.
I didn't know there's a whole new season, you know.
Oh, really?
New? Yeah,
still going?
New season and new co-hosts and everything.
Speaking of dating
it's
ourselves.
Neve?
With
yeah.
MTV
oh,
shows.
Neve.
Oh, it's still Neve. Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of dating ourselves with MTV shows, Nancy and I were watching clips recently from, do y'all remember My Life as Liz?
Oh, yeah. I remember thinking Liz was cute.
Yeah, I also thought.
Yeah.
Is that a, wait, no.
It was like a fake documentary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was
yeah.
from Austin.
Yeah. But me and Nancy were watching like her do the talent show and we were like, how did anyone think this was real for like even a second? Like it's so crazy, like heightened. It's like watching like a heightened Disney Channel show where like the bullies are like unrealistically bullying.
Wow.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's you crazy. Know, I recently saw a, they were getting super, it's kind of on realm, but not off topic. It's off topic. But what you're, it's based on what you're saying. Yeah. So did you hear the story how like Jersey Shore started the first season?
Started?
Or like how it, the experience of the cast of Jersey Shore,
I heard something
found out?
From either Pauly D or the other guy.
Yeah.
Pauly D or?
Vinny. Yeah, he said like okay, they did the casting. They said, okay, will you come to this house? Yeah. Stay here for like, I don't know, like 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you won't get paid, but
I think it was originally not even MTV.
Yeah, I don't think it was either.
Then like somebody whoever produced it originally dropped it, and then MTV bought the rights, and then like did not tell any of the cast members like that it was gonna air.
Yeah,
like Vinny said,
he didn't even know. Yeah, we probably saw the same thing.
Yeah, he said he was just like, I think taking a shit or something like in the toilet, and then he heard his voice on TV, and he like ran out and was like, "What the fuck?
Whoa,
they're airing it!"
Yeah,
and then he said they all texted each other or something like that.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like that's...
Would you do
they
that?
They didn't know that they would be put on TV.
No, they
all?
Knew they would be on TV, it wasn't MTV.
I feel like there's definitely some kind of legal issue there, but obviously they've gotten away with it or something.
I mean, I'm sure they're not complaining now.
Are they settled? Yeah.
Could you ever do a bachelorette type thing?
No. I've always... My whole life, I've always wanted to experience... Like when I was younger, I've always wanted to experience like being in a real world situation where you like live in a house for a month,
yeah,
with like complete strangers and like learn to be
nightmare.
Friends. I feel like I'd really want to like, you know, I just to see what that life is about, because you know I never went to college, I never had like a random dorm mate or anything,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was always like, that'd be cool just to experience. But I also don't want to be on TV like that. But then again, I have a fucking podcast. I have two podcasts.
You're out.
We had a viral,
millions of views.
We had a viral clip go out.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then that was shared by like another person who
wow.
made that clip go viral. And it was me talking, and my lips were the most chapped they've ever fucking been.
Dude,
and I'm like,
dude,
it's 8 million people watching my chapped lips.
Wow.
So close. Dude. And I'm like, my mom was like, hey, I found the show. And I was like, oh. And then she just gave me a fucking chapstick. I was like,
holy
sick.
Shit.
You guys are really funny, but Anak.
Please, self-care.
Please.
Tell me you watch the show without telling me you watch the show.
I was like, oh, thanks. No.
Holy
fuck. That's onage, wow. But that's all awesome.
Right. Well, ChatGPT, I think you did the thing. I think that was pretty good from ChatGPT.
Yeah. I think it held its own,
yeah.
For sure.
You know, definitely good in a pinch.
Oh, yeah. It's like, what, in like 5 minutes?
Yeah, I think I typed in 2 or 3 different prompts and put that together.
Nice. It
took like less than 5 minutes for sure. Are you this?
Canada.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers.
Shots of knowledge. All right, I think it's time for one of these. And we're back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. shout out, if you know, you know. But
let me talk to you.
Yeah. There's a new wrestler in WWE.
Oh, really?
His name is LA Knight, and he cuts promos like The Rock and Stone Cold. He has like an old school vibe to his.
Wow.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, he has good catchphrases. He's good. LA Knight.
Did you know about him before?
Yes, because I'm a fucking loser.
I
know. I know people before they get to WWE.
Wow.
Because I'm a loser. Yeah, his name was Eli Drake. He was from TNA Impact Wrestling. Yeah, Eli Drake, former TNA World Champion.
You would put that? Would you put that on your Tinder
wrestling aficionado?
I knew Shinsuke before he got to WWE.
Dude,
his last match with AJ was just one for the books.
His matches in Japan were so much better.
Dude, do you know anything about? Damn, forgot the name. I just posted it. Something 100.
Physical 100.
Oh, physical 100. Yeah, I heard about it.
There's,
I haven't watched.
There's some like stack athletes on there. I think someone from MMA and stuff like that.
Yeah, I saw the box jump video you posted. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Wow.
I want to know if you knew them, but I don't remember their names off the top of my head.
MMA fighters? Probably. There's a few like famous Korean MMA.
There's like famous wrestlers, famous bodybuilders, famous everything on there.
Shit. I should watch it. I was like, I was trying to, because Nancy.
I feel like your list of why I should watch it is like
dude,
enormously
it's so long.
Long.
We're still watching Kaleidoscope.
What?
Holy
that was from like 2 episodes ago, so like 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Dude, it's hard to watch a show, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know. But here I am watching fucking 4 hours of pro wrestling a week.
Yeah, it's hard to watch TV.
Priority is a priority. Yeah. Oh,
fuck me. Eli Drake, guys. All right, Ryan.
Please help me.
What?
If you roll a...
One. Let's have some fun.
Nice.
How many times have I
said you said
that?
Let's have some fun?
It's been 4 years of this. Yeah.
And one hasn't changed, really.
it's still fun.
If you think about it, it's been the same thing.
All right. If you roll a one, it's a waterfall. Two through four makes everyone drinks. Oh, yeah. Mates. Mates and everyone drinks. 5 through 7, fantasy draft. 8 through 10, freestyle. 11 through 13, fast thoughts. 14 through 16, death saves. 17 through 19, word tennis. 20, other two drink and choose a game.
Wow. Excellent.
Excelente.
Let's take the dice. Oh, where's Ryan's?
I put a blue one there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I took it out.
All right. Chris, let's get to rolling.
Rolling.
That's a two.
Shout outs to the two crew. That's a three. That's a four. It's a 17.
17. Chris, why don't you roll the first
Let's
game,
buddy? Let's do it. Here we go. Waterfall.
Oh! Ain't no fucking way.
Wow. Here we go.
We'll down the abyss.
That is a 17 again.
A 17.
No way.
Wow.
First one fell off the table.
Mm-hmm.
Word tennis.
All right, Shotties. If you don't know how this game is played, Chris is going to name a subject. We're going to go around, Chris, me, Ryan, and name things that fit into that subject. And we're going to keep going until somebody messes up. Yep. And Chris is going to pick another subject. We're going to keep going until someone messes up, et cetera, until somebody messes up twice. Loser takes a shot.
Gonna go dog breeds.
Holy shit.
Wow. Holy shih tzu. It's mine.
Good. A corgi.
Nice.
A chihuahua.
Nice. Gonna go golden retriever.
French bulldog.
A pit bull.
Cool. Boxer.
Bull mastiff.
A pug.
Nice. We're gonna go Akita.
English bulldog. Cara wants to come out. And she wants to go back in.
Cara?
Is a cat.
Hold on. A boxer.
Yikes. I'm sorry.
That's strike one, Ryan.
But I said it already.
Dude, I really can't think of any. Dalmatian? Is that it?
Yeah, Dalmatian.
Fuck me. Okay. Yeah.
Labrador, I don't think was chosen yet.
No, it wasn't chosen.
Wait, didn't you say that?
I said golden retriever.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which I thought, actually, for the longest time, were basically the same
dog. I
thought
they were the same.
I just thought you shaved one. Like, you just shaved the golden retriever.
Interesting.
Because it basically looks like yeah.
They have the same energy, to be fair.
Yeah. Dude, you know, okay, this is off topic. What kind of on topic? Dude, I've been getting, like, messages, like, from Nikki, like, she's seeing like dog passing videos on TikTok. They're like memoirs, you know, like okay. This is Boxer, like had good life, you know, had cancer, you know, and like this is a picture of the dog, like
yeah.
Laying with the owner and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
She's deep in the
algorithm.
Yeah, she's deep in the algo and she'll send it to me. And then
I don't want that energy.
No.
She'll be like, I just cried. You know, I get like at least five a week.
Holy shit.
Oh, no.
That's tough.
It is tough.
Fuck, you know. Okay. All right. Next.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Cat breeds.
Oh, no.
Hell no. We're going to do sodas. You can get as weird or as specific as you want.
Cool.
I'm gonna go. You can even choose, like, even if it's, you can choose different brands of it.
I got you.
Okay. All
right. Cool. All right. I'm gonna go Barks Root Beer.
All right. I'm gonna go Dr. Pibb.
is that
Mr.
Pibb?
Is that a strat?
No, we get it. We get it.
If Ryan said that, would that have been a strike?
No, okay. I wouldn't have given him a strike.
Okay, cool.
Mr. Pibb.
It's too early.
Dr. Pepper.
There you go. I'm going to go Coca-Cola.
Like it, bro. RC Cola.
Mm-hmm.
Sprite.
Nice. I'm going to go Royal Orange Soda.
Sierra Mist.
Mm-hmm. Coke Zero.
Nice. I'm going to go A&W Cream Soda.
Wow, Strawberry Fanta.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's so many, mm-hmm. Ryan. There's so fucking many. We barely scratched the surface. I believe in you, bro.
There's one I always drink.
There's like specific ones to like restaurants specific.
Lemonade soda.
Have you ever had a goddamn lemonade soda in your fucking life, Ryan? Have you ever once sipped a lemonade soda? That whole carbonated?
Lemonade soda. Holy shit. What the fuck?
No way, dude. No way.
Take a shot.
Absolutely no way.
You can't make this shit up.
Lemonade.
Soda.
It should be
we
one.
We still had Mountain Dew and all variations of Mountain Dew.
Say, was Sprite even said?
Yeah, I said Sprite.
Yeah. Okay.
But you said Coke Zero. There's Diet Coke, Vanilla Coke.
Oh, man.
Motherfucker went straight to lemonade soda. I'll take sweet tea soda for 500.
Wow. And here we are.
I mean, it's a fountain drink. I could see where you get confused. High C soda, dude.
There is Sprite Lemonade, but...
lemonade soda?
That's as close as you're getting.
Dude, why is lemonade soda not a thing?
I mean, make it, bro. Build it and they will come.
Let's look it up. Lemonade soda.
It's going to be like a Jones soda. And we're about to get owned.
If you find a lemonade soda, Chris and I will.
There's for sure a lemonade soda. But like.
I didn't say it. Sunkiss. No, there's no.
Nah.
That's berry lemonade, right?
Yeah, that is berry lemonade. Then there's Sunkiss. You got a luck, bro. There's.
Yeah,
sparkling.
Lemonade.
They're sparkling lemonade. Sucks to suck, bro.
Holy shit. There's literally anything else.
I said you could get as nitpicky as you want. You could have said Diet Coke, Diet Sprite.
Mountain Dew. Yeah. What's the fucking Taco Bell Mountain Dew?
Oh, my God.
Code Red.
Code Red would have been.
Code Red,
oh.
Baja Blast. Uh-oh. What that was?
No.
Wow.
Wow. No.
That's what I get for chopping on Ryan right now. That's fucking fucked up,
bro. All right. How you doing this?
All right. D4. I'm rolling a D4. Whatever the D4 lands on is the amount of shots I will take.
Holy God.
I feel like I've had this recently.
I think so.
Oh, mates and everyone drinks.
No, I got a one.
Oh.
Yeah, fuck me. A two. Line them up.
Two to the dome.
I'll put them down. Ryan, last game of the night.
Okay. Here we go. Here's my roll. I got a 14.
Ooh.
Death save.
All right.
Back to the Thunderdome we go.
Wait, how did we do something weird last year?
Oh, yeah.
You're fucking roll a D4 or some shit. And then that's your modifier.
Oh, yeah.
What did we roll it for? Oh, on the last, when we get to our last.
Like a game winning.
Oh, yeah,
game winning.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Shotties, if you don't know how this game works normally, we'll explain Ryan's crazy modifier roll after. But normally, we roll a D20, 20-sided die. We're going to roll it. Every time we get a single digit, that's a death. Every time we get a double digit, that's a save. Single digit or a death, you take a shot. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
A save takes away a shot.
Caveat, if you roll the lowest you can roll, a 1, that's 2 deaths, or the highest you can roll, a 20, that's 2 saves. So we're going to roll until we either have 3 deaths or 3 saves.
Yes.
Ryan, would you like to explain your crazy rule? Or?
Yes. So the next rule, the addition, the modifier rule, you will roll a D4, okay?
Was it a D4 or was it a D?
Pretty sure it was a 4.
I think it was a 4. So you roll a D4 whenever you have a game point, whether if it's two deaths or 2 saves, whatever number you roll on that game point, you have to subtract the number that you roll.
Subtract. Okay.
Subtract. Mm. The whatever you roll on your D4.
So on your D20. On your D20.
No.
From
on
your D4.
Oh, yeah.
You have to subtract whatever you rolled
on your D4 from your
D20. D20.
Yeah. So let's say on my last one, I get a fucking 12, and I technically, on regular rules, would be fine. Yeah. But I rolled a 4 on the D4,
yep.
So I have to minus 4 from my 12. That's an 8. Yep. I don't know. I feel like it makes sense, but I also have played D&D, so maybe that's why. But I feel like we've done a good job explaining.
Yeah.
I think that explanation was good.
Okay.
I'll go first.
All right. So do we roll the D4 at the game point
at
or
the
first?
At game point, you roll it.
Okay. Let's do it.
I remember rolling. Yeah.
Here we go. I am rolling my first.
Oh! It's game point already.
Oh, shit. Oh, I rolled a 1.
My God.
All right. It's game point already.
All right. So now you have whatever you roll here.
Okay. Whatever I roll here will be subtracted from my next roll on the D20.
So yep. He's rolling the D4. That's a 3.
Wow.
3.
You have to roll a plus. Four,
a 13.
Yep,
at least a 13.
So every point.
So
now.
Every point from now on is minus 3.
Oh wow. Okay. Jesus. Holy man. Christ. Oh wow. That's it.
Game over, brother.
I love
three
it.
Three shots.
Holy.
Back.
We don't have enough for this.
Do we not?
No.
Oh, here. I got the topo over here.
Throw some vodka in that or tequila in that.
A quick pause. Shot number 1.
Oh man, my rule backfired on me. It got me.
Hella.
Quick.
Wow. Shot 1. Uh-oh.
Two.
Okay, that's lighter.
3. Just 3. Yes.
Just three.
All right, Chris.
Relax.
Wow.
Let's get it.
All right, where are we at? Here we go. Oh, my God. Oh my God, a 9.
That's a 9.
This sucks, man. That's okay. So I'm at game point. That was a 7. Jesus.
Holy shit.
Oh, that's a 1, right?
Yeah, that's
on
a
the
1.
Bottom.
So
okay,
minus 1. Every roll you have.
Fucking God. The 13.
13,
so 12.
12. Right, nice. So only 1 shot so far.
So it's still -1, right?
Yeah, 2 deaths, 1 save.
Oh! Ah! 2 shots.
2 shots,
bro. He got a 3. -1, -2.
All right. While Chris pours up and drinks, I'm going to go
Dude,
ahead
if you
and go.
Got
this
a
is
one.
Effective.
What this you- is a 4.
Jeez, oh, my
we are
God.
We're rolling like dog shit today. Oh, no.
I wasted my 270s. Okay,
12.
Nice. 12.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah, 1 like death, that. 1 save, zero shots.
18.
16.
16.
Okay. Oh, you got to roll your modifier.
Oh, yeah. Game point.
This is second.
A 1.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. Just got to get. An 11 or higher.
Oh, and 10.
That's a 10. Oh, I would have been good. You fucking ass. All right, so that's
10 turns to 9.
2 deaths, 2 saves.
Yeah.
Okay.
0 shots.
All right, you're good.
Still -1 on whatever I roll. If it's another 10, I'm going to strangle Ryan. 7.
Oh.
1 shot for
wow.
your boy. Dude, this is kind of good. The modifier... up the ante.
There you go.
Wow.
Maybe we just need to do that with all our games. Like a modifier.
Find a modifier for them.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe on the freestyle we add like a metronome and it gets faster.
Oh,
that'd be kind of cool.
You know, I did want to bring my topple game.
Okay.
So it's like it looks like a circle with letters, and if I draw, say, if it's kind of similar to. word tennis. You draw a card, it'll say Coke products, and or it'll say sodas or drinks. Just say drinks. And then it shows the alphabet around it. You push down, and there's a timer, 10-second timer. You push down on W, water, and then you put, you see the S, you put soda. And then it goes on until you can't have a letter that fits under the topic.
That sounds fun.
I'm down.
It's a fun game. It's a fun game.
All right, Ryan, all the games are played. Give the shotties the shot tally.
The shot tally. With 5, it's Chris. With 6, it's Sean. With Ryan, it's 7. With Craig, it's 8.
Holy shit. Damn, Craig. ChatGPT, man.
Give him the summary.
Give us that fucking nasty recap, man.
Give us the sloppy summary.
Give us that sloppy recap, bro.
All right, Ryan, give us the recap, brother.
Sloppy style.
Well, well, online dating has revolutionized
you
the way
it's... This motherfucker was reading the actual thing.
Well, it's very revolutionary. You know, there's pros and cons, and then there's a paragraph of 3 bullet points behind pros.
Name one pro.
Pro is it expands the amount of people you're exposed to.
Cool. Name a con. Name a con.
A con. There's a bunch of con artists.
James Con.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. And then,
I was going to say something. Never mind.
Honestly, as good as it's going to get, guys. If you want more shots and thoughts, all the links are in the bio. You can find all of our social media there. If you want to donate financially,
do it.
If you want to support the show financially,
buy me some new headphones.
We got a Buy Me a Coffee account and a Patreon account just ready for you to give us money.
Yes.
And
It's popping.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
This.
Jesus. Anyways.
It's dry.
If your pockets
dry
are as
January
dry.
Is over.
If your pockets are dry and if you can't support us financially, support us by giving us a 5-star review on wherever you get your podcast. And we appreciate it very much. And if you've already listened to all the Shots and Thoughts episodes and you need more podcasts, check out the Cultivate Media Podcast. Lots of good shit over there. And of course, shout out to our real life homies, the Summit State of Mind.
Summit. Word.
All right. Well, that's it for this week, guys.
Yep.
We'll see you guys next week. Love ya.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Later.
Bye.